Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this platform. And I want to talk to you about a story that's been much in the news in the past 24 hours in the news cycle. And that was, of course, this whole issue of the war between Ireland and the UK over these migrants, which are apparently swarming into the Irish Republic. According to the Justice Minister, a lady called Helen McEntee, there's around about 80% or so of them are coming from the north. Well, I thought that was interesting, because then did you see what Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, said? This is what he said, quote, "A claim by Minister for Justice Helen McEntee that 80% of asylum seekers are coming into Ireland from Northern Ireland is not based on data, evidence, or statistics." Right? Okay. So there we have it. The claim, this 80% figure that's been all over the media, isn't based on data, evidence, or statistics. So what is it based on then? Is it based on a sort of a feeling? Is it based on an intimation? What could it be based on? Well, it turns out that what they're really trying to sort of say is, well, look, we've spoken to some asylum seekers in the tent villages cropping up in Dublin, and some of them have said that they were scared of being in the UK because of the Rwanda scheme, and so they've come to the Irish Republic. So in other words, there's no data, just anecdote. And by the way, the people who say they've come to the north, to Ireland, the Irish Republic, from the north, could equally, for example, fly in from France or from, say, Italy. A lot of them come from Italy, because there's no checks, because the EU, Ireland's in the EU, Italy's in the EU, France is in the EU. So there's easy to get travel, free travel between, check-free travel between such countries. So this is much ado about nothing. That's why I feel more vindicated in my line that I think this is just sheer distraction politics by the Irish politicians. They know that they don't have any evidence. They literally confirm, yeah, we've got no evidence, we've got no data, but they're definitely coming from the north. Why is that? Because they say so. Oh, right. So because they say the thing, or some of them say the thing, that means the thing is right, because they would never lie, would they, in order to secure themselves permanency within the Irish Republic. They would never do that. And that's the kind of clown world we're living in. You know, we're really having the sort of the Irish government contradicting the Irish government about what's going on. And I find it quite staggering when this information came out that they don't have any information. There's certainly no statistics to back up the claim. So why is anybody paying a blind bit of attention to anything that the Irish government are saying? The Irish government have got a problem, yes. It's self-made, yes. As we discussed yesterday, you know, if these migrants are all pouring in from Northern Ireland, which I don't believe, because I've seen no evidence of it, and I live in Northern Ireland, but if they are, then simple way to solve it is, let's put in place the Irish border. Let's remove the open border and impose a closed border, certainly into such times as the issue is solved. And for those who said, no, you can't do that. Well, they've already did it. They did it over COVID. They've done it over foot and mouth disease in the past. They've done it over many occasions when it suited them. But now they're trying to sort of say, we don't want to go back to the border. Someone said to me, actually, one of the so-called more awakened Irish journalists argued with me that you can't have a hard border put in place between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, because terrorists would then take advantage of that and start attacking. And I'm thinking, well, hang on a second. I thought the terrorists had all put away their weapons. Are you saying that was a lie? Is that another lie that we need to look at as well? Another lie? So, no, the fact of the matter is that I don't believe this is happening in the first place. So maybe that's the start and the end of it. I think there may be a small number of people who make their way across from England to Northern Ireland and thence down to Dublin. But on balance, I would think that's unlikely because they're going to be taken better care of in the UK. The benefits are, broadly speaking, better in the UK. Not that I want any of them in the UK, by the way, but I just think that the essence of the claim itself is fundamentally fraudulent. But it is quite a thing where the Irish Justice Minister's claims are completely refuted by the Irish Taoiseach. I mean, that's quite a thing. The Taoiseach, by the way, just in case you don't know, he's like the Deputy Prime Minister, but they give him that name. And yeah, that's what we have kicking off in the Irish Republic. So do let me know what you think about this one. Apparently it is a claim without any evidence, and that makes it completely unworthy of any further British government engagement.